A new poll on that important gold vote in Switzerland. Now the Dutch have started bringing home their gold too. And the cost of this year's Thanksgiving feast. Hi, I'm Charles Goyette, and this is your Freedom and Prosperity Commentary for Monday, November 24th. First of all, let's take a look at the reports due us in the week ahead. The Commerce Department will issue revisions to its third quarter GDP estimate on Tuesday. Last month, when the number came out, it was reported to be at 3.5% growth. Most guesstimates are that that growth figure will be revised down somewhat around 3.3%. We'll get the Conference Board Consumer Confidence Index and the University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Rating in that sequence, respectively, on Tuesday and Wednesday. Also on Wednesday, the October durable goods order numbers expected to come in somewhat lower. The Financial Times has a weekend story about America's step-by-step liberation from OPEC oil. Back in 1976, OPEC provided 88% of America's oil imports, and now that number is down to only 40%. A poll out just days ago on that Swiss gold repatriation referendum shows support for the measure to be dwindling. The Swiss vote next Sunday on a measure that would require their central bank to hold 20% of its reserves in gold bullion, as well as requiring it to bring home Swiss national gold that's held by foreign central banks. Support for the measure has fallen from 44% just a few weeks ago to 38% in the last few weeks. This is the sort of thing that central bankers fight tooth and nail just as vigorously as the U.S. Fed fights having a simple audit. The head of the Swiss National Bank said this weekend that this measure would hinder its ability to conduct monetary policy, which is sort of the point. Speaking of the gold repatriation movement, the Dutch Central Bank has now adjusted its gold stocks, announcing that it has moved 122.5 tons of gold from the New York Fed back home to Amsterdam. That gold was moved by ship. The Dutch Central Bank said that the move might have a positive effect on public confidence. To be sure, it will. It's a short trading week for the markets as they're closed on Thanksgiving. According to one source, as many as 51 million turkeys will be consumed over the Thanksgiving holiday. Every year, the American Farm Bureau investigates the cost of the Thanksgiving feast. They base it on the feeding of a family of 10, all the expected things from turkey and stuffing, cranberries and sweet potatoes, to pumpkin pie and whipped cream. This year, the tab comes to $49.41. That's a 37-cent increase from last year. The price of the meal hasn't changed much in the last few years, although it's twice as high as it was 25 years ago. The rich traditions of the festive table and the family feast are one part of the Thanksgiving holiday. That's the prosperity part. The other part that we should keep in mind, of course, is the freedom part, with its roots in the discovery by the Pilgrim settlers that private property and economic self-determination were keys to their prosperity. And that is a good reminder that we should be grateful for both our freedom and our prosperity this week. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. I'm Charles Goyette.
For information on how to order Charles Goyette's Freedom and Prosperity newsletter and more, please log on to moneyandmarkets.com or call toll-free 1-800-291-8545.